I want it to be understood that, humanly speaking, Job did not deserve the losses he suffered. All losses do not come because of wrong. Some of God's people who suffer greatly don't deserve it from a human point of view. It especially is to those people I want to speak. The fact is, Job was godly. He had a good family, and he took excellent care of them. He continued praying for his children even after they were grown. They had their own homes, so we know he was moving on in years. The biblical text says nothing about his health, his age, or his business. It simply describes a very comfortable, prosperous, secure man of God. Some might think as they read those words, well, who wouldn't walk with God in a lifestyle like that? I mean, with such a security hedge around him, who wouldn't stand with the Lord? That's exactly the approach Satan used before the Lord. You have a hedge built around him. If you touch him, he'll curse you. Here's how the story went. Try your best to picture the scene. Don't skip a line. Now it happened on the day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house that a messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans attacked and took them. They also slew the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "The Chaldeans formed three bands and made a raid on the camels and took them and slew the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "Your sons and your daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and behold, a great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they died. And I alone have escaped to tell you." Job chapter 1, verses 13 through 19. Just like that. Did you sense the rapid, blow-by-blow movement of the account? Here was Job, secure, comfortable, and safe. Then, having just brought his sons and daughters before God in prayer, they died, one after another, without warning. He lost all 10 adult children. How did he respond? He started out by saying, "Naked." Isn't that interesting? Open-handed, dependent, having nothing in himself, head shaved, robe torn, Job is the picture of utter dependence. He worships the Lord and says, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Job chapter 1, verse 21. He didn't fling his fists toward heaven and swear at God. He prayed. Neither did he submerge himself in self-pity and groan, "Why me?" No, he worshiped. It is tempting to think, well, he was some kind of guy, some kind of $6 million Christian. I'm not cut out like that. It's not my world. But Job was not all that special. He was simply a man of God. His lifestyle was linked with God's so beautifully that he didn't get sidetracked. Did he grieve? The balance of the book will tell you that he did. Was he a realist? In every sense of the word. But he didn't blame God. He didn't sin. That tells me it can be done. That tells me, moms and dads, that through God's power, you can pull off a vital trust in Christ when calamity strikes. Businessmen, students, when you see your dream die and you think that's the end, when you see that romance go over the edge, God says, "Hey, I'm still here, remember me?" Such times season us. They temper us, mature us. Losses put steel into our otherwise fragile lives. A member of our pastoral staff made a very insightful comment to me recently. He said, "Part of the difficulty with the person I've been counseling is that he's never really suffered a severe loss. He's almost spoiled with life." That can happen easily. So our friend Job didn't blame God and didn't sin. Looking for a logical reason, we think, well, at least he had his health. Turn the page. Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. And he took a potsherd to scrape himself while he was sitting among the ashes. Job chapter 2, verse 7. How awful. One authority on disease says this condition resembles the plague mentioned in Deuteronomy 28, verses 27 and 35. Here is an idea of what Job endured. The Lord will smite you with boils of Egypt, and with tumors, and with a scab, and with the itch from which you cannot be healed. Verse 27, the Lord will strike you on the knees and legs with sore boils from which you cannot be healed, from the sole of your foot to the crown of your head. Verse 35. Dr. Meredith Klein, an Old Testament scholar, offers this vivid description of Job's illness.